Okay, we're going to do the sugya of chinuch now, and then we'll move on from there to the sugya of simchas yontif. So we went through a seba already on daf kuvches, so really a new beginning now. I'm going to pick up four lines from the bottom of the page, daf kuvches amid beis, and then we'll go from there. Tan rabbanan hakol chayav barbar kos salalu echad anashim ve'echad anashim ve'echad tinokos. So the brisa says everyone's chayav in dalad kosos. And I realize that in the packets that you have, I wasn't here to give hadracha in terms of what to do. The whole first section of the packet is an idea, you know, to give sort of a background to the mitzvah of chinuch. And then all the other sections of the packet work on one basic chakira about the mitzvah of chinuch. But let's see why we're talking about chinuch first. So let's you know, get into it through this gemara over here. So the gemara says, everyone's chayiv in dal kosos, echra noshim vecha noshim vecha tinokos. Men, women, and chiddush, even children are chayiv in dalad kosos. Amr of Yehuda, so Yehuda says, "V'chimata well is yesh l'tinokos b'yayin." Why? What value is there to give children wine? So rather, Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, not wine. Ella mechalkel and klayos ve'gozin barav Pesach kadesh lo yishnu v'yishalu." That we give children candies and nuts on Erev Pesach, and that way they won't go to sleep, they'll stay awake, they'll be good and sugared up, and they'll stay awake, and they'll ask all sorts of questions. So a number of things like immediately jump out about this Gemara to you. There's a machlokas tanaim, do we give children dalad kosos? What kinds of children are we talking about over here? Whenever we talk about children, children are split into two categories. Well, there are multiple ways to split children into two categories. There are boys and girls, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. Children are split into two categories. What am I talking about in halacha when we say the children are split into two categories? There are children who are higiyah l'chinuch, and children that are low higiyah l'chinuch. So what are we talking about over here? Are we talking about, thank you very much, are we talking about over here children that are higiyah l'chinuch, or are we talking about over here children that are not higiyah l'chinuch? And mimanav shuch, you have a problem, right? If you're talking about kids that are already at the age of chinuch, so what's the problem? How are you going to explain the shita that you don't give them wine? How can you explain shita from Yehuda? Mat toelus yesh l'tinokos b'yayin. What do you mean mat toelus? A mitzvah of chinuch. It's a child. It's a gil chinuch. How do you mean chinuch? In all mitzvahs. Why wouldn't you have to give them dalad kosos? It's a mitzvah. And if we're talking about children that are lo higiel chinuch, what are the rabbanon talking about? That echad anashim, echad anashim, echad tinokos? Even children that are low yigil chinuch, why would a child that's low yigil chinuch ever have to do anything? So why would you have to give them dalad kosos? So that's question number one that the Rishonim deal with. What are we talking about? Is this yigil chinuch or low yigil chinuch? How would you understand intuitively? What would you think? Is this yigil chinuch or low yigil chinuch? What kind of kids are we talking about? What do you think? Hakol chayav, and everyone's chayav dal kosos, men, women, children. Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, there's no point in giving it to children. No point in giving wine to children. So what do you think? What? You say, obviously, lo yigil chinuch. Okay? I wouldn't think it's obvious, but yeah, why do you say, obviously, lo yigil chinuch? No. So why lo yigil chinuch? So one second, if you're going to say that it's low yigil chinuch, let's take that for a second. If you're going to say that it's low yigil chinuch, then our problem's going to be, why does the Tanakhama say to give them wine if they're not yigil chinuch? So what would you say? Why would you do it if they're not yigil chinuch? If a child's not yigil chinuch, they don't have to do anything. You don't have to train them to do mitzvahs. They're not yigil chinuch. They're not of age yet. So why would the Tanakhama say yes to give them wine? So, right, this is our problem. And if you say that they are, so you say, oh, so then it's obvious that it must be that it's yigil chinuch. But then why does Rabbi Yehuda say not to give them wine? Because they're underage. So what? Let's assume, okay, Dina de Malchusa, Dina. They didn't have Dina de Malchusa not to give children wine. My brother is married to Rabbi Tendler's granddaughter. He said that Rabbi Tendler was at his house for Shabbos a while ago, and he was giving his kids Kiddush wine. Rabbi Tendler was yelling at him, I'm going to have you arrested against the law. It's like just a little kiddish wine. But no, there's no underage in Chazal. There was no laws about this.
It's still.
What do you mean by underage? You don't mean legally. You mean something
legally.
Else.
I mean, like, it's not healthy for them to have four cups of wine.
Ah.
It's just not good for
us. So really we're dealing with a child that's higiyah l'chinuch. And Tanakhama says what you'd expect him to say. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say not to? Because it could be damaging to him. It could be unhealthy. Because he's going to get drunk and sick, and it's not good. It's not good for a child. And that would fit the words. He doesn't just say, don't give it to them, they're not chayiv. It means, you're going to hurt the kid. What if an adult is going to get hurt by drinking wine? Does he still drink dalakosos? Yeah, he does. So if that's the chiyuv for an adult, shouldn't the kid have the same chiyuv? Isn't that what chinuch is? Whatever you would do for an adult, have the kid do it also.
No? He has to do the mitzvah the best way possible. He has to learn how to do it the best way possible, just because you're unable to do it the best way possible for any reason.
Very good.
Wait,
when we're mechanic a child, he has to do it the best way possible. But what if the other option is he won't do it at all? Meaning, I understand he has to do the mitzvah the best way possible, so if you want to be mechanic him in Dalet Minim, buy him a kasher lulav and a kasher esrog, a kasher hadas and a kasher haravos. Don't give him a piece of celery and a lemon. I didn't tell him that.
That's what
matters. Celery and lemon.
A branch from the tree. Okay. Put them in there. There are a bunch of branches, different branches.
Well, it depends at what age. Because if you're low gil chinuch, so they can give you whatever they want, right?
I didn't know better.
What taka is the age of chinuch for dal minim? So the age of chinuch, people often think higil chinuch is like an age, like a given. It's not. It really depends on the mitzvah. The halacha is, the Gemara says, that when is a katan chayiv in dal minim? When is yodeya l'naneabo? When he knows how to do the nanuin. Which, you know, he's usually about his mid-20s or so. He gets to learn how to do the nanuin. No, it means that a child has the dexterity in his wrists and he's able to control it without, like, stabbing the guy in front of him, and he knows how to, you know, to do it in the right order. He knows how to do all the nanuin. Right? That's yodeya l'naneabo. That's yigil chinuch of lula. So probably by the age of 10, 11, yeah, a child's probably yigil chinuch by lula. But at that point, you should have kosher lula. But again, we'll get to that. We'll get back to that. But let's keep local over here. So issue number one we're going to have to deal with is that issue. Are we dealing with a kid who's a gil chinuch, or are we dealing with a kid who's not a gil chinuch? And miman of shach, we have a problem. If we're dealing with a kid who's a gil chinuch, then why does Rabbi Yehuda say not to give him wine? And if we're dealing with a kid who's not a gil chinuch, why does Tanakhama say yes to give him wine? Okay, that's issue number one. Issue number two is, they're arguing about whether the child is chayiv in dalet kosos, right? So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, don't give him wine, give him candies. It's a nice idea to give a child candies. I'm all for giving children candies and keeping them awake. What does it have to do with this discussion? They're talking about, are you chayiv in dalet kosos or not chayiv in dalet kosos? Do you train a kid to drink wine or not? To do dalet kosos, do you not train a kid? No, give him candies. I agree, give him candies. But what does it have to do with dalet kosos? Such a strange comment to make. That you give him candies, and not even on Yantif. Give him candies be'erev Pesach to keep him awake. Well, what does that have to do with what he's doing on the Seder night? You give him candies in Erev Pesach. We're soon going to see this din of giving candies on Pesach itself. Simchas Yantif. Anashim with what makes them happy. Nashim with what makes them happy. Children with what makes them happy. But giving candies in Erev Pesach, that they won't fall asleep. So that's also a bit of a mystery over here. Those are the two things that when I read this Gemara, immediately jumped out. Yeah?
This in general, you just say it's all in the framework of what's best for the child to possibly do everything he can without being overwhelmed. I mean, it sounds like that's sort of what they're arguing over. And then the candy on Erev Pesach, sort of just meaning to keep it, meaning they're all talking about making it the best possible
experience.
So what if you have wine, ideally I have wine, if you can, you don't have wine. But either way, you're saying have candy after you go to it.
So it's not a formal chiyuv. We're talking informally what the best way to do the experience of Pesach for him. Is he gil chinuch or not a gil chinuch? He's a gil chinuch. But chinuch doesn't mean having him do the mitzvahs, it means get him going.
If he can't. It's gotta be. In case of wine, where he
can't. Okay, good.
understand, we have to assume that he's doing the mitzvah the best way possible. We have to assume that he's doing the mitzvah, because what's the whole point? Like, we have all these different cleanup things, like, oh, the six fasts before your bar mitzvah, you should fast all of them, you know. And then
you know, that's not the halacha, by the way. A lot of these things are...
I know, that's a non-temperate halacha.
Right, particularly with that one, it always bothered me. Shulchan Aruch says what to do with fasting before bar mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch says two Yom Kippurs before your bar mitzvah, a healthy child should fast. None of the other fasts. Two Yom Kippurs before your bar mitzvah.
Okay, so that was
that's what my kids do, the two Yom Kippurs.
Like a month before the mitzvah, the tefillin.
Right. So now, that's an interesting one. Why do we start chinuch of tefillin a month before the bar mitzvah? Why not start it a year before the bar mitzvah?
So he knows how to do it properly.
That's the real reason, I think, because a child should be able to put on tefillin at the age of 11 or 12. There's nothing, meaning he's capable of putting them on correctly. It just takes a couple of days of practice and he gets it right. So why do we not train him ready from 11? I think we once asked Rav Schechter when bar mitzvah should put on tefillin. I think he once said, I started putting on a year or two before my bar mitzvah. I don't think anyone normally does that. But the reason we don't normally do that is the same reason women don't wear tefillin, is because of the guf naki issue. By the way, I've gotten so many emails and phone calls about that shiur, about women wearing tefillin, because I said at some point in that shiur, did I tell you guys this? I mentioned at some point in that shiur, like, even if people don't understand what guf naki is all about and why it is that we assume women can't keep a guf naki, I've gotten calls from all over the place. What do you mean you don't understand why women can't keep a gufnaki? It's obvious that women can't keep a gufnaki. It's obvious what it means. Women can't control if they get their period. They can't control if they, all sorts of things, you know, fluids that come out of their body. They can't. I got an email from a very, very prominent OBGYN saying, she says, she wrote an email, I listened to that shiur three times, and every time I want to pick up the phone and say, do you know how much stuff comes out of a woman's body? That's obvious why that you can't keep a gufnaki. The truth is, that's what I always assumed also. I just didn't want to say it. I don't know. I didn't think it was nice to say. But, yeah, whatever. But that's pshat. Right, I let the professional say it, so it's not me. It's, why did I just say that? Yeah, that's probably why the bar mitzvah boy doesn't only puts on tefillin for a short amount of time, for like 30 days before his bar mitzvah. So it's no magic number over there. But generally speaking, the mitzvah of chinuch, we're going to have to talk about chinuch in general once we get through what we have to say over here, and then we'll have to plug it back in and see how it works with the mitzvah of chinuch in general. But one of the things we're going to have to be mad here is what are we accomplishing with the mitzvah? What is the goal of chinuch? Is the goal of chinuch to give him an experience of Yiddishkeit? Is the goal of chinuch that he's not going to be good at doing mitzvahs unless he practices? So it's not about the experience of Yiddishkeit, you know, the tam and the geschmack of Yiddishkeit, but it's just that he's not going to be able to do anything if he's never done it before. It's you know, like when you have a bal tshuva who's never had, you just don't know what to do. It takes a long time to get used to all of these things. So you can't just like spring it on him at the age of 13. Oh, put away the ham sandwich. Now it's time to be a Jew. It's very, very hard to do that all at once. Maybe that's the goal of chinuch. Or maybe there's something else. There might even be a different possibility about the goal of chinuch. Another thing we have to discuss about chinuch is, whose mitzvah is it? Is it the father's mitzvah to be mechanech the child, but the kid has no chinuch whatsoever? Or does it become the kid's mitzvah, midrabanan? And midrabanan, the kid is chayiv, becomes chayiv in the mitzvah, mitam chinuch. Another thing we're going to have to discuss is the assumption that all the Rishonim have is that chinuch is only drabana. When a child is chayiv in a mitzvah mitam chinuch, it's midrabana, not midaraisa. So what exactly did the Torah envision in terms of us raising our children? The Torah envisioned us like totally from a pure Torah perspective. Ignore him and anything religious related to him till he's 13. And then all at once, just expect him to, like, that's the Daraisa? That's what the Torah envisioned? And it took the Rabbanan to say, wait a second, that's not going to work. Maybe we should be mechanichim. So that's another issue to discuss. There's a lot to discuss in chinuch. But first, I want to keep the conversation a little more local. Yeah.
So I'll say that if we don't do these things before properly, the best way it should be done, right? It should be dalitos of wine. It should be a real lulav and esrog, right? If you don't do things properly, then the kid's going to grow up learning a watered-down Judaism. It's not the best way you should do it.
Let me ask you the following, though. What if you...
You're saying you can't do it all.
What if you borrow a lulav? You borrow a lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Are you yotzei with a borrowed lulav on the first day? No, lechem. Kid has no idea where the lulav came from. You give it to the kid. He has no idea that it's a borrowed lulav. Can you be? Are you yotzei chinuch?
He knows it's not his.
So he doesn't know. He has no idea.
Daddy bought it for him, that's what he thinks.
Yeah.
So it's not.
Daddy, or he has no idea that there's a din of shal. He just knows that this is a lulav. And he's taking lulav. He doesn't even think in those terms.
So then, in that case, then he would be yotzei because he's doing it in the best way. He's doing it in the best way possible. And for him, he's thinking he's doing it.
Okay, good.
But when he sees everybody else at the table drinking wine, he's drinking grape juice.
Good, okay, but there is the possibility that he could be doing the mitzvah that's not really in the best way possible as long as he thinks in his mind. Okay, meaning there are chilukim that could be made. Good, let's hold all those thoughts. These are all good thoughts. Let's stay local here. So again, over here in Psachim Kuf Chasim Beis, we have two problems with this Gemara. Number one, we don't know if we're talking about a kid that's higiel chinuch or not higiel chinuch. Number two, we're not sure why what candies and nuts have to do with anything. Look at the Rashbam. The Echad HaTinokos, second line from the bottom. So Rashbam writes, why is it, according to the Tanakhama, that children are chayiv in Dalekosos? What does he say? Three words. Shagam Heim Nigalu. No? What does that mean? Avinu Yibosanes. Avinu Yibosanes. If we're talking about kids that are Higiel Chinuch, what do we need Avinu Yibosanes? If you get lechinuch, the chayv mitin chinuch, no? You need afi noy balsanes, tell me that the chayv. Aside from the fact that there's a problem with this Rashbam, how does Rashbam understand afi noy balsanes? What's Rashbam's, what? Yeah, no, what did he say before? Ah, very good. That's a good word. Should he use that? I didn't use that word when we said
it.
The Rashbam said that afi noy balsanes means that they were the catalysts of the nes. They, I kept saying, like, driving force. They were the cause. They were catalysts. Avinu Yibosanes. Avinu, he's just trying to make me feel good. Or make you feel bad. I'm not sure. Sometimes I'm not sure. Avinu Yibosanes applies to make women chay. Why? Avinu Yibosanes is a machay for women in Megillah, in Dalekosos, in Ner Chanukah. Because it was Yehudis by Chanukah, it was Esther by Purim, it was Nashim Tzidkaniyos and Mitzrayim, they were the reasons that it happened. That's how the Rashbam understood Avinu Yibosanes. But he's going to have a hard time saying that with kids. Because the children weren't the reason that we were redeemed. The children were busy being used as bricks. They weren't the reason that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. And they weren't the reason that the Megillah story, they weren't anything. The children weren't it. So the Rashbam all of a sudden switches and says, "Oh, gam heim nigalu." So it's a very shver Rashbam. First of all, he has to switch what Avinu Yibosanes means. Second of all, if we're dealing with kids that are at the age of chinuch, you don't need Avinu Yibosanes. And third, we never find in Gan's Shas that we apply Avinu Yibosanes to children. We find in three places in Shas Avinu Yibosanes, and it's always by women. We never find that we apply it to children. So a very difficult Rashbam, but it does seem that the Rashbam is dealing with children who otherwise would have been pater. And the shita that he needs to explain, look at the next Rashbam. V'chimatu el yesh l'tinokos, Rabbi Yehuda shita. What's the value of giving wine to children, says Rashbam? Hello, p'turim in a mitzvos. They're pater from mitzvos. So it's not about wine. He's not emphasizing. Rashbam understands that it's not that Rabbi Yehuda's worried about, like Evan was saying before, that it's unhealthy, that a kid can't handle it, you can have a drunk kid, you can get arrested. No, none of that. What's he worried about? He has no chiv in mitzvahs. What's the point? The Rashbam would say, Matu el yesh l'tinokos b'matzah, Matu el yesh l'tinokos b'megillah, Matu el yesh l'tinokos b'any mitzvah. This is just an example of another mitzvah. So what's the Rashbam's baseline? He's assuming we're talking about a kid who has no sheichus to mitzvos, which means we're talking about a kid who is lo higiel chinuch. And the shita that needs explaining is why do the Rabbanan think that he is chayiv? Oh, the Rabbanan think he is chayiv because Avinu Yibosanes. Avinu Yibosanes takes someone who would otherwise be pater entirely and is mechayiv them. The katan shaloi gil chinuch would otherwise be entirely putter, but now it's a mechayev. We're mechayev that katan. Good. That's the Rashba. Yeah.
Is it possible? Is it like a moral obligation to like include it in like makes because you have to be involved? Like either you're obligated. Because
why does it bother you by children, not by women? I understand your kasha, but I want you to say it better. Why do you, because I think it will help everybody. Why does this bother you for children, not for women?
No, because women are Torah's chol. They have obligations.
Oh, there you go. Right? Women are chayv mitzvahs. So Avinu Bos Hanes will say they're chayv in this mitzvah too, because they are b'nei chiyuva or b'nos chiyuva in general. And you know, in a global perspective, they are people who have a shaychus to mitzvahs. So Avinu Bos Hanes says that they'll be chayv in this mitzvah also. But children, they're not even b'nei chiyuva. Avinu Bos Hanes to be mechayv a kid, he has no das. He's not even. It's not even shaykh to be mechayv. He's not. By definition, he's loy gil chinuch, means he can't really do it. So mehechi tasty that we're going to create a chiyuv on a kid who has no das or ability to even do mitzvahs properly. So what you suggested is a very nice idea, that maybe that Avi Reibos Hanes tells us that it's this natural moral obligation. That if a nes happened to you, it's an automatic connection to any mitzvah that relates to that nes. And it's not about whether you're a baruch yuva, not a baruch yuva, whether it makes sense to make you a person who's connected to mitzvahs, but there's a moral obligation to participate in something that saved you. If something saved your life, then you should be a full participant in celebrating that. Now, can you say about a four-year-old that he becomes chayiv in dalet kozos? Very hard to say that a four-year-old is chayiv in anything. So if we're going to say that we're talking about a katan shelo gil chinuch, and we say hakol chayovin barbara kosalolu echar anashim echa tinokos, it likely means that it's a chiv on the parents to make sure the child has four kosos, that they have to do that maisa mitzvah, because the only way to celebrate this nes is by showing everybody just how big the nes was. Look how big a web this nes cast. Look at who it affected. It affected everybody, even the kids. We even have the kids drinking dalet kozos. It affected everybody. Everybody celebrating this nes. But to make it a bar chiyuva, a child to be a bar chiyuva, that's obviously can't be. So even if you hold, which we're going to have a discussion, whether the mitzvah of chinuch is a chiyuv on the child or a chiyuv on the father. Even if held in general, the mitzvah of chinuch becomes a chiyuv on the child, that he becomes a bar chiyuva. That only makes sense when you're dealing with a kid that's higiel chinuch. But if we have an exception over here, where even a child who's lo higiel chinuch has to do a mitzvah because of Avinu Bos Hanes, there is no way that's his chiyuv. It must be that's the parents' chiyuv. Why is it the parents' chiyuv? Because the only way for the parent to be mefarsim the nes properly, listen carefully, this is important, I think. The only way for a parent to be mefarsim the nes properly is to make sure that everyone who is affected by the nes is somehow participating. Because if let's say just the men, the Jewish men, you know, above the age of 20 or whatever, were celebrating the nes, there's no way that's a proper pirsum nes, because it makes it look like it happened to a unique group of people, a subset of Klal Yisrael, and that's not nearly as big a miracle as a miracle that happens for all of Klal Yisrael. So it's a lack of pirsum nes on the father's side. So why does the 4-year-old have to have dalet kozos? It's not because the 4-year-old is a bar chiyuva. He's not a bar chiyuva at all. The father is not doing Pirsumei Nisa unless the children are involved also. I think that's the Pashtus in the Rashba. That you need them to be involved in order to create the overall sense of Pirsumei Nisa.
So there's a huge gap between a 4-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Yes.
Also by das. But the 10-year-old, by 4-year-old, fine, but by
a 10-year-old, maybe he becomes a bar chiyuva, then maybe in a chinami. If we're dealing with real chinuch over here, the real mitzvah of chinuch, then maybe the child actually becomes a bar chinuch. But what I'm just pointing out is, according to the Rashbam, that this brisa is talking about a 4-year-old. It's talking about the kid who's not a gil chinuch. If that's correct, then there's no way we're talking about a kid's chiyuv. We're obviously talking about a father's chiyuv to make sure the kid has it. Now, if that's the case, you understand the nuts and the candies a little bit more also. What do the nuts and candies have to do with anything? The kid's not getting the mitzvah anyway. It's not about the kid getting the mitzvah. And this goes back to what Danny was saying before, but it just gives a little more oomph to it, I think. We were talking before about the experience. Well, my echi tesi that chinuch is about an experience. Chinuch is about chinuch. It's about teaching the child to do a mitzvah. Yeah, that's when you're dealing with a kid who's a gil chinuch. It's about teaching him how to do a mitzvah. When you're dealing with a 4-year-old, it's not about teaching him how to do a mitzvah. When we're dealing with a 4-year-old, what's the point? That in order for me to be mafarsei my nes as an adult, I need to make sure that everyone who is affected by this miracle is part of the experience. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, good, so give him candies. And that will make him part of the experience. How's it going to make him part of the experience? There's nothing to do with candies in the whole Pesach story. He'll be awake later. And he'll participate in the discussion. And that's how you involve him in the experience. And that's the Pursumei Nisa. That's the whole Chiyuv. I think that's the Pashut reading of the way the Rashbam reads this Gemara. I'm not saying all Rishon, but the way the Rashbam reads this Gemara. Yeah?
No.
Doesn't a Venture say that, like, as their parents, like the children were given like candies and
women. Yeah, by Chris Yamsuf.
Yeah.
But that should be on the seventh day of Pesach, not on the first day.
I'm saying, but can you include that in the Pesach Nisa? As in, like, the
yeah, you could make that argument. Yeah, it's a medrash. You can make that argument. You ever see Rabbi Chait's Haggadah, you know, with the very elaborate pictures? Rabbi Chait has that guy with extremely elaborate pictures, like with the makos, and it looks like it's scary.
That's what he used.
That's what he used, yeah. Every picture is based on a medrash or a divrei chazal. There's nothing there. There's not a single davar rik. There's nothing empty. There's nothing that's just there because it's there. Every detail of every picture. But his son-in-law told me that he was getting complaints, that kids were getting nightmares, that it was too scary. It is very graphic. It's very scary, but I think he has in the Kriyas Yamsuf scene. I think he has that medrash. He has the kids getting candies, you know, getting Pesach Zman or whatever. The stomach, they didn't have Pesach Zman yet at the time. Unfortunately, they didn't know what they were missing. Always bothered me. Nuts? You give the kid nuts? Nowadays, half the kids would have allergic reactions after you take them to the hospital. Not a good idea. What? Not healthy to give the kid nuts. Not a good idea. Take a look at the Ran. If you have, I think I may have even put the Ran in the packet over here, did I? Yeah, Chav Gimel Beis Vidape Arif, Tiber Maschil, Ma. It's toward the end. Toward the very, very end. Short line in the run. You see it? Is it there? 36. Okay. What are the chances that we're going to do all 36 sources? Yeah. Let's see. Source 36. Yeah. It says the run. It's a one-liner. Matuel Sitinokas Biayin. So first of all, let's be clear. Which shita is he going to be talking about? Tanakam or Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, why are you giving the kids wine? Don't give the kids wine. Kids don't drink talakosos. Says the Ran. First, before he even says anything, he feels like he needs to explain Rabbi Yehuda, not that he needs to explain the Tanakama, right? The Rashbam felt like, which one needed explanation? The Tanakama, right? The Rashbam felt, oh, Tanakama, okay, I'll finish my bosanes. Says the Ran, Matuel Satirokas Biyain Klomar. This is not a way we're going to be able to be mechanich them in mitzvos. The kivan shein nanin usmechin bo ein lehem derech cherus. That since they do not benefit, they do not enjoy or find simcha in it, in wine, that's not derech cherus. What's he saying? let me ask the question we started with again. Is this machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi about children that are higiyah l'chinuch or about children that are low higiyah l'chinuch, according to the Ran? Higiyah l'chinuch. And that's why the shita of the Tanakam that the chayv and dal kosos needs no explanation. Of course the chayv and dal kosos are higiyah l'chinuch. Why not? Which shita needs explanation? Rabbi Yehuda is going to say not to give him dal kosos? That needs explanation. So what is his explanation? Why don't we give him dalakosos? Because they understand why we're
in the
chairos. The mitzvah is not really dalakosos. The mitzvah is chairos. Dalakosos is the hechitim to the chairos. The kid's not going to feel chairos when you give him dalakosos. 1 second. The kid's not going to feel chairos. You know what will make the kid feel chairos? Give him candy. That will make him feel chayrus. Now the difficulty with that is, what? An adult who eats wine, right? That's one difficulty. Good, I wasn't even thinking of that one. Another difficulty is, when are we giving him the candies, according to Rabbi Yehuda? On Erev Yantif. What do you mean? The chayrus is supposed to be on Yantif. Yeah, granted, he'll be participating in the Haggadah later, and he'll be asking questions because he gave him candy on Erev Yantif. But if the idea is to give him that sense of joy and chayrus and this is awesome, well, why are you doing that on Erev Pesach? You should do that at the Seder itself. So that's a little bit challenging. So I think there are multiple ways to understand this, Ron. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure how to understand this, Ron. Yeah?
Why does Ron go the other way? Who said that? What's the big deal? Just give him the wine. What's the big deal? You know, like it doesn't. Who cares? Like just about Seba. So whatever you lean. So big deal. You lean. So it's
but,
not a big deal.
So okay. So let's discuss two possible ways to understand this, Ryan. Maybe this will become clear. That exact point. Oh, meaning no. That's a little different. When we said by a Seba, what's the big deal? You might as well lean. It's because it's no tircha at all. Then it's really easy. Giving kid 4 glasses of wine, or even an adult to drink 4 glasses of wine. That's not pashut. But still, it's not that. That is something that involves tircha. At least we can call that it involves tircha to drink 4 glasses
like
of wine.
Full, you have to finish the whole thing.
Yeah, even
one glass of wine. Even 1 glass of wine.
What is that? What value is that?
If it's all mitzad chinuch, this is how you're supposed to do the mitzvah.
You're the guy that told me that you can't do chinuch in any watered down form. That you gotta give it. You give him everything.
But
you give
the first
down,
cup is not watered down.
Come on.
Say, son, you're supposed to do this 4 times. Can't handle it.
I think there are 2 ways to understand this. Ron, there may be more. I could just think of 2. The Ron is explaining Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, what are we giving kids wine for? So the Ron says, what are we giving kids wine for? He doesn't feel any sense of chayrus or any sense of simcha with wine. So one way to explain it is the way we did explain it, that the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, and say it this way, but I think this is what we were mechavin to, that the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is, what is the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mitzvah of chinuch to train him in the actions of the mitzvah? In the maisa mitzvah? This is the action you will need to do as an adult. Do that action now. What does it mean? I don't care. Just do it. That's what you're going to need to do. That's what you need to do now. The Maisa mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah of chinuch to be mechanechim in the goal of the mitzvah? In what we're trying to accomplish with this mitzvah? By Dalet Kosos, we have a very clear distinction between the action and the goal. Not all mitzvahs are like that. Say the mitzvah of lulav. There's no action and goal. The action is the goal. The action is to take lulav. The goal is to take lulav. There's no, But by dalet kosos, there's a very clear action and goal. The action is to drink dalet kosos of yayin. The goal is to feel this overwhelming sense of chayrus. Very clear distinction. Tanakama will say, he's a bar chiyuva and chinuch, right? He's chayv and chinuch. So what do you do? Have him do the action, the maisa mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda would say, don't be so focused on the action. The real mitzvah of chinuch, now for most mitzvahs it won't matter because the action is the goal for most mitzvahs. But over here it's not. So Rabbi Yehuda would say the real mitzvah of chinuch is to get him to the goal of the mitzvah. And the goal of the mitzvah is chayrus. You need to get him to a sense of chayrus. That's what we're trying to get to. Right? The problem with that, again, is it doesn't explain the candies on Erev Pesach. To get that sense of chayrus, we should have the candies on Pesach. But that might be the machlok. That's one way to understand it, yeah?
Is it possible to say that the Ram is like giving us his soul in terms of actually that goes to us, not just the truth? He's saying that you only have to do it, you only have to go when the actual, the reason applies. Is it possible to say that?
What would you say about an adult who doesn't like wine?
Meaning you would an adult who doesn't, it's not chayrus for him, wouldn't apply. Is it possible to say that?
It's possible, but it's not likely, because there seems to be Gemaras against that. What does Gemara say? I think it's Gemara in Yumer or something. One of the Amoraim says that he had headaches all the way until Shavuos because of Dalet Kosos. So it sounds like it wasn't such a pleasant experience for him. Elamai, you have a chi of Dalet Kosos. You got to drink Dalet Kosos. What? No, there must be more. I have a shiur on this. My brother talks about this in the Siach B'Chakach, about how much tsar a person needs to go through to do a mitzvah. With money, it's easy. It's quantifiable. You could quantify money. It's very easy to... It's not always easy to do, but it's easy to define. But by tsar, like, this much pain or that much... I have a headache this big. It's hard to... I think there's another way to understand this Ran. I'm not sure that the what I just said is necessarily pshat in the Ran. I think there might be another way to understand this Ran. The mitzvah of chinuch is, as I mentioned before, by lulav yodei l'nanei abo. By tzitzis, what age is a child chayv in chinuch? When he's yodei l'his atef. What does it mean, this atef? To do the real wrapping. Of these, not just to wear tzitzis, to wrap himself in it. Number one question I get from Chassanim after Chassan classes are over: how do you put on a talis? It should be part of Chassan classes. They don't know. Not yodei l'isatei. Child has yodei l'isatei. Tefillin yodei lishmor tefillah. He knows how to protect them, keep a gufnaki. And tefillin. Wait a second. In order to get the mitzvah of lulav, what do you need to do in order to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav on a daraisa level? Pick it up. Exactly. Mida'agbe nafakbe, the Gemara says. The second you lift your lulav, you've already been yotzei the mitzvah. That's why we hold the esrog upside down when we pick up the lulav. Because we want to make the bracha. We already discussed this, right, about brachas. We want to make... Oh, we didn't discuss that. I discussed it in my high school year. We want to make the bracha before we get the mitzvah. So if you were holding everything right side up, and then you said the bracha, well, you said the bracha then after you've already fulfilled the mitzvah. So we pick up the esrog upside down, so that we're not yotze yet, because the dal minim have to be held derech gedilasam, right side up, in order to be yotze. So we say the bracha, then we flip the esrog. And that way we're yotze, we say the bracha before we're yotze the mitzvah. So why is it that we're going to be mechayev a child in dal minim, we're going to wait till he's yodei l'naneya, when he knows how to do all the shaking? He could be mekayim the mitzvah just by lifting it. Why don't we just wait till he's strong enough to lift it? 4 years old, he could hold it. He could hold the dalet minim right side up. Who cares if he could be menaneya or not? He can get the mitzvah. Why are we robbing him of all those years where he could get the mitzvah? And we're going to tell him, no, not yet. No chinuch yet. Not till yodei l'naneya. So Brisker Rav writes in his Chidushim and Maseches Erechim that the nature of the definition of the mitzvah of chinuch, or the mechayev of chinuch, is that once a person can be mechayev the mitzvah bishlei musa, they're chayev in chinuch. Prior, and this is very much what Ari was saying before, prior to being able to be mechayev the mitzvah in its best way, there's no chinuch. Chinuch begins not when you're able to do the mitzvah bare bones. It begins when you're able to do the mitzvah right. When you're able to do the mitzvah in the best possible way. I think what the Ran might be saying over here is that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is not that we're dealing with a kid who's already at the age of chinuch, but the chinuch is for the idea of the mitzvah, the goal of the mitzvah, not the ma'aseh mitzvah. No, chinuch is always on the ma'aseh mitzvah. But what's the age of chinuch? The age of chinuch is when he can do the mitzvah right. And the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos done right involves a sense of chayrus. And if you're not ready to feel a sense of chayrus, it's not that you're igia l'chinuch but. No. If you're not ready to feel a sense of chayrus, you are simply not higia l'chinuch. The kid's not at the age of chinuch. We always assume, oh, everybody's at the age of chinuch by the age of 12 already, right? By the age of 12, he's got to be igia l'chinuch. Maybe not. Maybe for tzitzis, yeah. Maybe for lulav, yeah. Maybe for dalet kosos, there is no igia l'chinuch. Because he's not ready to do the mitzvah b'shleimus as a 12-year-old. So even as a 12-year-old, he's not a gil l'chinuch. He's not going to feel a sense of chayrus. And if he doesn't feel a sense of chayrus, he's doing a skeleton version of the mitzvah. And that's not enough to be mechayvim l'chinuch. So the machlokas tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, we started the whole shir with one question. What are they talking about? Are they talking about a kid who's a gil l'chinuch or a kid who's low a gil l'chinuch? So he said, okay, Rashbam obviously reads it that they're talking about a kid who's low igia l'chinuch. We thought the first way we read the Ran, that the Ran is talking about, that they're talking about a kid who is higia l'chinuch. I'm telling you, maybe not. Maybe what the Ran is saying is that that's goof of the machlokas. Tanakama would say he's higia l'chinuch, and that's why you got to give him dalet kosos. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, I don't care how old he is, he's not higia l'chinuch over here. Because he can't do it b'shlei Musa. He can't do it with the proper sense of chayrus. Well, how do I know chayrus is the mitzvah b'shlei Musa and is not just a kavana you have to have in the mitzvah? How do I know that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah itself? Well, that's a Gemara on Kuf Chesam and Beis. The Gemara says, Shesatan Chai Yatza, five lines into the page, Kuf Chesam and Beis. If you drink the wine undiluted, you're Yotze. Amar Rava, and this is talking about an adult. Amar Rava, yidei yayin yatsa, yidei chayrus lo yatsa. There are tzvei dinim in dalet kosos. There's the din yayin and the din chayrus. Both of those are components of the mitzvah of dalet kosos. And if you drink it undiluted, you've been mekayim, the component called yayin, but not the component called chayrus. So you see that chayrus is, it's not just an extra kavana that you have to have, it's part of the mitzvah. And if a child can't yet do chayrus, even though he can accomplish yidei yayin by drinking four kosos, he's not yet of age to be chayiv in the chinuch of this mitzvah. So to summarize the whole shir, three basic approaches. Are we dealing with a kid who's a gil chinuch, not a gil chinuch? Rashbam, Nadigil Chinuch, and it's Afhein Oibosa Neis, that's Mechayivim according to the Tanakhama. First understanding of the Ran, Higil Chinuch, and it's simply that he's not going to feel a sense of Chayrus, and Chayrus is the goal of the mitzvah. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says Pater. And third possibility, that's Gufa what they're arguing about. Is it by definition that he can't yet be Higil Chinuch because he can't feel that sense of Chayrus? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and Tanakhama says that we assume that he is a gil. Okay, we'll stop there.